Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. We're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, pump up your energy. Welcome to Parent Pump Radio. Our effort is to get our show's information and message out to more and more people. So please share and also tag friends who you think would be really interested or enjoy this information. Our show is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and syndicated on missionsradio.org and liveleadplay.com. Go to parentpumpradio.com to leave your questions, comments, and suggestions for a future show, and be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed so you'll be automatically notified of new show. And I know I always tell you guys this, but I'm very passionate about positive family leadership and leadership in general. And this is why I have my show, my book, my leadership program is out of my passion to create high-performing parent leader. So think of someone you admire for their leadership skills. Maybe it's someone famous like Martin Luther King or Tony Robbins. Maybe it's someone in your own life like a teacher, parent, or supervisor. How do they make you feel? How do they inspire you? Now think about how your kids would be if you had this quality of that person you admire. So where do you start? Buy my Amazon number one best-selling book called Amazing Itty Bitty Book on Family Leadership. 15 simple tips successful companies use that families can implement at home. It's just $6.99 on paperback, $2.99 on Kindle. After that, dive in deeper. Start my online 3-month Harmonious Family Blueprint program. You can email us at info@integrativeminds.com with your contact info, and we'll schedule you an interview time. You'll find the links for the book and the email address in the show notes. So let's go on to our show. This is, for me, like a public safety announcement. A recent study by Bank of America shows that nearly half of the U.S. consumers could not last a day without their mobile phone. And it's estimated that over 62% of the population worldwide already own a mobile phone or some sort of smart device. Now, what are all of these new technology doing to us? How is it benefiting? How is it hurting us? Our guest today is the communications director for Redicare USA. They work with customers, educating them about the dangerous effects of high energy LED, including blue light on the eye. She also helps teach the method for preventing digital eye strains and, more importantly, retina damage. We're talking about things like macular degeneration, blindness. She graduated with a degree in mass communication, public relations from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and has more than 20 years of experience in public relations, strategic communication, marketing, and advertising. And she's here to tell you more about what's going on with this blue light and what you can do to protect your children and yourself. So ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure to introduce you to Dierre Sanier. Hi, Dierre.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing what you know.
Well, thank you for having me here. It's very important that parents hear about what I have to talk about today.
Yeah, I was actually at a doctor's office and he mentioned about the blue light and he said, you need to do some research on it. And I went home, got on the internet and started finding out more about this. And I had no idea that blue light out of a screen is kind of like the cigarettes of 30, 40 years ago, that you don't see the harmful effect until years after of continual use.
Absolutely. It's a cumulative effect what blue light has on our eyes. It's not only the blue light, it's the composition of the light. You were talking about, you know, getting on Kindle earlier and you are on your computer right now, and many of us are. It's the composition of the light that includes the blue light that are very dangerous But people are not that aware because we don't really feel the retina cells, what's going on with our retina cells.
Let's talk about blue light then. I didn't know really what it was. I mean, you hear the word thrown around. Tell us what it is and why it is harmful.
Sure. Blue light is a short wavelength light. In the composition of light, it's like a rainbow of colors of the violet, the green, cyan, yellow, orange, and red, all of these colors. The combination of these colors is what helps us to see images. Blue light is the short wavelength. The shorter the wavelength of the light, the more dangerous it is because it's a shorter peak. And just think about it. If you see an opera singer or you hear an opera singer, and if they sing at a very high pitch, they can actually break a glass.
Yeah.
So the blue is on the short wave end of the light. The red is the long wave, which is not as harmful. But the thing is, the combination of all these lights are much more stronger emitted through our devices today. The smartphones, the laptop,
right, computers.
The notebooks, computers, all of those devices, they emit high energy visible lead blue light is what we call, which are very, very dangerous because think about it this way. It's the time we spend on these devices and the proximity of these screens that are close to our face. We've measured and the minimum amount people are really using on the average, it's 8 hours a day. It's the combination of like the smartphone. You go from a smartphone to your laptop to this and that. And then, you know, there's some people who work on computers all day long, so they exceed 8 hours a day. Even 1 hour hurts our eyes. But what it is, it's an artificial light. With the emitted, you know, the blue light emitted through these devices is an artificial light. What we try to do is we naturalize that light so our eyes aren't hurt from it.
And what about TV? Is that emitting blue light also?
It does emit blue light, especially the new high definition, you know, big, huge TVs. They emit blue light. They emit the toxic light. However, when you think about it, proximity is important. You know, you're at least 5 or 6 feet away from TV. And also TV, you don't really focus like for hours, like you don't glue your eyes onto it at a close distance. You walk away, you go to the,
yeah,
you know, refrigerator or something. You're distracted from it. Many of us find ourselves staring at our computer for hours without even stopping. All of a sudden, you see like 2 hours pass by and then you're like, I need a break. And then you grab your smartphone and you check your messages and you're still on there. Like it's really important. Actually, you know, blue light, especially blue light, it's not bad for you. We actually, all human, we need
it. It's not in abundance.
We need it because it helps us sleep better. But if you get too much of these lights, especially the blue, it can cause sleep disorders and it can really cause daytime fatigue, which next day at work, you'll feel it. So it's really important to get the right amount of the light into our bodies.
And I also read, this is interesting, is that blue light is able to penetrate all the way to the back of the eye through the eye's natural filter. And that's why it's such a huge problem as compared to other light.
Absolutely, it does. And what it does, it goes right to the retina. So Redicare is based on scientific research, 15 years of research, and our actually leading scientist is a retinologist, retina specialist. What she found from these devices is exactly the light goes right to the back of the eye, which is where the retina is, and retina cells start dying. It sounds pretty scary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially now that, you know, we're talking to parents here, it's very important for parents to know children, they don't have any barriers. A human being doesn't have the crystalline barrier up until age of 25 years old. So with their bare eyes, this light is going right to their retina. And it really causes retina cells to die.
So what you're saying is children are actually more at risk because their eyes are not fully developed. So it's like they don't have sunscreen on their eyes.
Absolutely. They're more dangerous. We do have risk groups. We can talk about that too. the retinas cannot absorb the level of high energy light that is emitted through these devices and the duration of time. It's too much on the retina. So what happens is when it tries to, you know, defend itself, only so much it can do. And if you don't have a filter or any kind of protection on your device, they start dying. Irreversible. Once retina cells die, they can't recover. It leads to vision loss.
The optometry world is finding macular degeneration in teens and in kids so young now that is a really big concern because normally it's not even seen till people who are 60 years and older.
I think for lack of words, I'm going to say children and younger people are starting to feel the effects of eye diseases at an earlier age. Now, it can lead to macular degeneration earlier than before when you get older. We have seen reports like children they have myopia. Taiwanese government recently did a research and they found out that by the time the university students graduate from the universities, they're going to be either temporarily blind or permanently blind. Can you imagine that if you don't
Wow.
yourself? Yeah.
Is there a safe amount of time you can look at it during the day, be exposed to it?
Not really. I mean, you know, you should not be exposed to it. It's almost like looking at, you know, eclipse with bare eyes. So you can't really look at how long can you look at the sunlight. The composition and the intensity of these lights that are emitted from these devices are as strong. So what we recommend, we should use protectors on there. You know, the duration does affect it, of course. You know, I'm going to be more affected if I'm an IT worker on there for 16 hours a day versus
construction worker who's not on the phone.
Exactly. But still, sooner or later, it's going to hurt you. It's like you mentioned cigarette smoking. So if you smoke a couple of cigarettes a day, it's going to hurt you. Or if you smoke pack a day, or even if you hang around people who smoke. And also, everybody is different. So I might be affected by something that is very not as much. You might be, it just depends on the people too. But we're talking about health and the health of our eyes. And it's really, really important because when I first got into this company, I actually was asked to represent the U.S. launch of the company. I really was thinking, wow, can it be really that harmful? I wasn't so sure. But the technology, I was using the technology. And then I started using Redicare on my devices. And I immediately felt it, that my eyes became more comfortable. And I didn't want to take any risk. Why take a risk? So really, it's important to protect yourself from it.
I'm going to throw my testimony in there too, because I started using it. And I have to say, it is a big difference because I do have a laptop that I don't use very often. And after using the main laptop for a few days, I got used to it. And I looked at the other one and it just seemed so much brighter. And I would turn down the brightness, but then it just got dark. So it wasn't that, it's that blue light that you're talking about. So I can totally tell the difference.
Absolutely. And everybody who gets Redicare tells us the same. Let me tell you how it works. It's important for people to know.
Yeah. How does Redicare?
Yeah. So Redicare is an eye protector. It's a physical protector, which you actually stick it on your devices. Like, you know, the screen protectors you get for your phones, how you put it on your phone, install it on your phone. It's just like that. And it doesn't look really yellow. You can't even tell it's on there. But what happens is when you put it right on your device, it's on there and it absorbs the toxic part of the light. So you can say Redicare provides the right diet for your eye. Remember, I said the light that we're exposed to, artificial light, and we're exposed to natural light, and we need some of that natural light. So what Redicare does, and with science, the only company in the world with the scientific research and experiments, they found the filters that absorb the toxic part of this light, and it gives you the amount of light your body and your eyes need. So if I told you, Jacqueline, don't eat any sugar, that's bad for you. If I told you, to eat a lot of sugar, that's also bad for you. You need some sugar. So ReadyCare, actually, it's patented and it figured out with the science research the amount of light that you need to be able to see but not get hurt by the devices. So you enjoy technology with safety. And we were talking about kids earlier. Kids are, we have three risk groups. Number one risk group is children and adolescents, because now they're using, you know, devices at school.
And they start using it 2 years old, 1 year old.
Well, we don't recommend three and under to use any devices whatsoever. So, and if they're going to use it, you know, I mean, I see it.
You and I both see it out there.
I'm on a plane. I'm going from someplace to someplace, and there's this beautiful family with a little kid sitting in the middle, and here's an iPad, and they want to entertain the little boy, and I just cannot help but knock on their shoulder and like tap on their shoulder and say, excuse me, but can I please tell you, this is what's going on. It's like a dangerous babysitter. iPads, like, you know, we hand to our little kids, like 3, 4, 5, even younger. And, you know, I used to think before I joined this company, I used to think, oh my God, these kids are so smart. At 2 years old, they can grab their mommy's phone and they can scroll and they can. And now I just, like, I get so sad, because it's really, really dangerous. So they need to be protected. And then we have number two risk group is the digital workers. Those people who are in IT, they're your profession in you know, working with computers, yeah. And in broadcast and production industry. So they're there long periods of time. And employers like ReadyCare because they actually, ReadyCare filters on computers at work can actually help workers make less mistakes. They're less tired and they're more successful at their jobs. Just about an employer who has invested a lot in an employee, they start going blind. And then that's, we need to consider that group. And the third risk group is actually the seniors, because they always say, you know, how much time do I have? You know, maybe I'm going to live another 20, 30 years. I need to see everything that I can. The quality of life is even more important to me than before. So, and especially those seniors already experiencing vision problems. They already have macular degeneration. They want to prolong the health of their eye health. So they come to us.
You know, I have a night shift mode on my phone, and I know that there's apps that you can install on your phone to reduce the light on the screen. How effective is that, and why should I get ReadyCare filters on my device if I can get those apps or put it on night shift?
Absolutely. That's a good question. I'll tell you this, and you know, not just the night shift, but there's some computers and laptops that already have software within that reduces the light.
Yes.
So night shift is an iPhone. I have an iPhone. I love my iPhone, but it's a software application. All of these are software applications. They do reduce the light, but reducing the light really doesn't solve the problem of the aggressiveness of the composition of the light. And also, like, night shift comes on at night and it's only like 20% of your day, maybe, that is you're being protected, but during the day, all day long, you're using it and you don't have that. Even if you do, it's a software application, and we really haven't seen any studies that support these products that actually can prove that they work. It's a small percentage of retina cell help as far as, you know, night shift at that 20%, it's like 0.03% of retina health, where ReadyCare prevents retina cell death 100%.
Okay. What about if the screen is smaller, like the screen on a phone is much smaller on a computer? So does that mean that the computer is more dangerous than staying on the phone?
Not really. The smaller the devices, the more high energy light, visible light it has to put out in order for us to see the images. Remember when we used to go outside and you would put your hand kind of over to see the images? But these days, our devices are so strong that you really don't have to do that. It's actually fighting with the sunlight. That's how strong they are. So we have our GPS on our smartphones and in the cars, right?
Yeah.
So the high energy light that is emitted through these devices got to be stronger. When it's a smaller device, it's actually stronger. The other computers and laptops, we use it indoors. They are dangerous, but smartphones, I would say your smart devices, phones are more dangerous because we have them with us all the time outside.
Wow. Well, I know I've been using my phone for years. I mean, a lot of us are. So how do I know that this is killing my retina cells?
It's important to note that, and I think I've said this before, screens today are 5 times stronger than they were about 6 years ago. So how do you know you're killing your retina cells? Retina cells, when they die, they don't cause any pain. It doesn't hurt. You don't know that this is happening, but our bodies give us warning signs. And 99.9% of the people that I talk with, you know, they experience, when they're on computers, they have headaches, they have blurry eyes, itchy red eyes.
Eye strain.
Eye fatigue. Their level of energy is lower. And also they have sleep disorders. These are warning signs for us. Hey, something is happening here. How did we found out that retina cells were dying? Well, we have experiments, scientific experiments. The latest experiments we actually did with lab animals, you know, rats in one cage with Redicare protection on the tablets that we use today. And the other one without protection, the same tablets, the same amount of time. In just 3 months, the rats with Redicare protection lost 0 point retina cells. The rats without protection on the tablets lost 23% of retina cells in just 3 months. Even the scientists that conducted this were shocked because, you know, they said, you know, with the ones with the Redicare protection, maybe they were looking at seeing 1 or 2% of just retina cell death. They saw none whatsoever. So people ask me all the time, Jacqueline, how much percentage of light do we block? It's important to say that, again, I'm repeating, when you hear we block 100% of the light, that's wrong because you can't see. If I block 100%,
yeah, it's dark. Of the light, it's black. Yeah.
It's black. You can't see. You have to have light to have colors, and you have to have the blue to make the white, you know? So that's why we don't like to talk about percentages. We give you the right diet, okay? So that you can see, but it's more natural light that you can look at.
I know when I was doing my research, and of course I go to Amazon to see what the reviews are, and there are so many blue light screen products, and it ranges from very inexpensive, like $10, all the way to $50, $60. I know your product is on the higher side. So how is your product different than some of the less expensive products on Amazon?
Redicare is based on 15 years of scientific research. We work with the University Complutense in Madrid, and we have more than 140 scientists and doctors at the university we're still working with, and they specialize in retina cells. Our most expensive product is for your biggest monitor, which is 27 inches, is $69. The phones start at $19.99, and I know that there are other companies out there who claim that they actually help you with high energy light, and they sell it cheaper. But I really would like everybody to be aware of it because there are some copycats out there, unfortunately. And even though they claim they help the high energy light they emitted, and they have no scientific background that they can show. So there are no other products that are proven today. And, you know, we do fund the university and you know, we have to produce this, and it's produced in the right amount with the right amount of light that is scientifically proven. People ask me, like, do you have the latest, iPhone X? Well, we don't yet. We're working on it because we cannot produce an overnight produce it, because if our products go through quality control, scientific test control. So that takes time. The beauty of it is the filters are flexible. They're like film, and you can cut it to size for the time being. You can find our products online, readycare.com, and you can always call us. You can see other products that are like cheaper, but really, I wouldn't trust my eyes unless it was ReadyCare.
Especially your children's eyes, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I want to add also that for the phone devices, there's actually two screens that come with the price.
Yes.
So you can actually use it for two phones. And like you said, you can cut it down if you have two different size phones to make it fit.
Absolutely. You can do that. And also, ordering online, from other companies, some of them claim they are ReadyCare, unfortunately. But we have lawyers these other third-party sellers are in infringement. We also sell direct on Amazon, but everybody should pay attention to that it says it ships from ReadyCare. Unless it doesn't say that, that means you're getting it from a party that we don't even know if they have the right product. Sometimes they may have old products. You know how, prescription gets old and you're not supposed to use it anymore. It could be those. Also, ordering from readycare.com is very easy. And our phones, we are on the phones. I personally answer the phones as well because I want to educate people. And you have the advantage of talking to us about it, asking questions about it. That's the best way to do it.
That's how I got more information, is I just called your number at 813-287-4867. And I found you on readycare.com, and you answered the phone and you answered so many questions that I had. So I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, that's my job, to help you understand and also help you out. I love this because I'm very passionate about our number one goal is to save eyes. Especially, I'm very, very concerned about children. And, parents are in parent-teacher associations. I was there once. My children are grown up now, but I used to be there. I mean, I think that every parent should bring it up at their schools. We do have special arrangements for schools. We do free training and free educational seminars, whatever they need, because we're here to help save eyes. And so it's very important that parents take this seriously and limit, at least you can limit your children. We have a proven simple solution, and our eyes are more important than a pair of sneakers, in my opinion.
And I just want to say that you also have glasses that are very stylish for children and teens and adults. If they don't want to wear, they don't want to put the screen on, they can wear the glasses.
Yes, they can. The thing is, that's more for TV viewing. Or if your child is a gamer, and if they're using different monitors, that's because it involves distance. The glasses are very fashionable. Teens especially love our glasses. It's good because right now schools don't have protection on the computers. So one thing that parents do is they buy the glasses, so they send their kids to school with the glasses on. But, we recommend to put it on the device because you have it with you all the time. You don't forget it at home, or you don't drop it and break it. But they are helpful. Now, for little ones that watch cartoons on the weekends or something like that, it's ideal. My daughter has it for her little baby kids. They're not baby, they're four. And she has it for them sitting out there on the coffee table, and they just pop them on. They love wearing them and they play around.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are out of time, but listeners, the website is in the show notes. It's readycare.com. Also the email and Dier's office number is in the show notes. If you have any questions, contact her. I hope that this is eye-opening information for you. Not to, the pun is there, because our eyes is so important, and especially our children when they are not fully developed. So, Dierre, thank you so much for your time and your expertise.
You're very welcome, and please don't hesitate to give us a call. We're here to answer your questions. Thank you so much, Jack.
Until next time, listeners, always be learning and always be growing.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.